Evening, everyone. I apologize for the delay. We were just wrapping up an executive session to discuss land and legal issues. So welcome to the Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if everyone please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for all.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll call.
Sure. Supervisor Zbuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello?
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
We have five present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Just for everyone in the room, just a reminder that our public meetings are recorded for the sake of taking accurate minutes. So if you are here to present this evening or if you're here to offer public comment, just a reminder to come up to the podium, say your name and your address so that we can make sure that the minutes are accurate. So with that, we will get started this evening with our first public comment. Just a reminder, we ask that everyone who would like to place comments on the record to please keep your comments to under 3 minutes. And with that, if anyone would like to, you are welcome to approach the podium and put comments on this evening's record. All right, seeing as no one is headed to the podium, we will move on to our first order of business for this evening, which is adopting the consent calendar. So if you were able to stop by at the back desk, you'll see that there are a number of items on this evening's consent calendar: adoption of minutes, financial security releases, and accounts payable. So the board can accept all of these items under one motion, and I would like to ask the board if there's a motion to accept this evening's consent calendar.
I move that the Board of Supervisors accept the consent calendar items A through E as outlined in tonight's agenda.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comment or concerns about the items? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. And with that, the consent items are adopted unanimously. Moving on to our new business for this evening, our first order of business is the approval of the 3-year extension for auditing services with Zelenkovsky Axelrod LLC for fiscal years 2024, 2025, and 2026. Mr. Jackson, if you could provide the background on this agenda item.
Sure, thank you. Before you this evening is another 3-year extension for auditing services with Zelenkovsky Axelrod LLC for the years 2024 through 2026. The township was previously contracted with Zelenkovsky Axelrod for auditing services for the years of 2021 through 23. We received an extension letter for another 3-year period at a cost of $25,500 for 2024, $26,775 for 2025, and $28,114 for 2026. If a single audit would be required in any of those years, there would be an additional fee of $5,500. This proposal was consistent with the requirements outlined in Article 9, Section 917 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. And the Township Administration has been satisfied with the services provided over the last 3 years and is recommending approval of this extension agreement.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. And I know that we had heard from Mr. Christman that he was pleased, that he enjoyed working with them. And I think that the staff was happy with their performance. So it only makes sense to keep them on board, especially since they, I'm sure, over the last 3 years have learned a lot about the township and probably make their auditing go a lot faster and easier since they know us so well at this point. So is there a motion or any questions for Mr. Jackson on this agenda item?
I'll make a motion that this board approve the extension of Zelenkovsky Axelrod LLC to provide auditing services for the years ending 2024, 2025, and 2026, consistent with Article 9, Section 917 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there any additional questions or comments for Mr. Jackson or any comments about this agenda item? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, and with that, the motion passes unanimously, and the auditors are selected for the next three fiscal years. All right, our next order of business is the preliminary final subdivision plan for Crystal A Drive, Tract A, Plat 1386. Mr. Emmerich, if you could please provide the background on that agenda item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This plan was on the November 26th agenda and was tabled at that time. Excuse me, this plan proposes to subdivide Tract A into two separate parcels. Tract A1 will be 8.04 acres, and it will contain the 17,100 square foot global customer insight center of the Hershey Company. Tract 1A will maintain frontage along Sand Beach Road with vehicular access provided by Crystal A Drive, which is a private road. Tract 2 will be 44.22 acres and is presently vacant with the exception of the site's nature trail. Tract A2 will contain frontage along Sand Beach Road and Kiefer Road. No new development is or improvements are proposed on either tract by this plan. There's a series of waivers and deferments. I'm happy to go over. There's a waiver requested for plan scale to show this large tract on single sheets, which is helpful. A waiver for providing meets and bounds for street right-of-way center lines and easements. A waiver for providing stormwater profiles, sanitary sewer profiles, and utility profiles. A waiver from road widening along Sand Beach Road and Kiefer Road. In each of those cases, the Planning Commission and staff have recommended that those waivers be granted. There's a deferment requested for curbing along Sand Beach Road and Kiefer Road. The Planning Commission and staff did recommend that the deferment be granted with the where the curbing is not required as part of a sidewalk installation, subject to and conditional on the property owner agreeing to and executing our standard declaration of covenants, which would allow us to require the installation of curbing in the future if deemed necessary. There is a waiver and a deferment for sidewalks, walkways, and bicycle trails. Regarding sidewalks on Sand Beach Road north of Crystal A Drive, so that's the area north of the entrance to the property. The Planning Commission and staff recommended that that waiver be granted with the understanding that Swim Hershey is offering the fee in lieu of sidewalk installation as part of the land development plan under Plat 1392. Regarding the sidewalks on Sand Beach Road south of Crystal A Drive, the Planning Commission and staff recommended that that deferment be denied at this time, noting that this deferment is denied pending the results of Plat 1392, wherein the applicant has agreed to construct a trail system in lieu of sidewalk. So upon conditional approval of Plat 1392 and the payment of the fee in lieu of sidewalk installation and the posting of financial security for the installation of the trail system, this deferment can be granted subject to the applicant entering into our standard declaration of covenants, which would allow the township to require the installation of sidewalks in the future if deemed necessary. And finally, there's a waiver for planting of street trees along Sand Beach Road frontage of Tract 1A. Planning Commission and staff recommended that that waiver be granted. I am recommending approval of Plat 1386 conditioned upon the 14 items in my staff comments being satisfactorily addressed. I'm also recommending that the waivers and deferments be granted as outlined in my agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich, and I'm very excited that we get to look at this on the screen.
It took me until you guys came back.
Well, thank you. We are very spoiled to be able to have this beautiful screen to look at everything, and when it's not here, we really miss it, so thank you. Do any of the board members have any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this agenda item? Okay, no questions.
Is there any security being posted with the deferments?
No.
This one? No.
And Mr. Emmerich, just to confirm, like these two tracts of land will have a sidewalk deferment and a trail, correct? So fee in lieu of sidewalks as well as the trail. But that's the next agenda item.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so it looks like for this agenda item, we need to make two motions, one for waivers and deferments and the other one for the plan. So I'll ask the board if there is a motion for part one, which is the waivers and deferments.
I'll make the motion, the first one, that the waivers and deferments are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item. For the preliminary final subdivision plan for Crystal A Drive, Tract A, Plat 1386.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. I'm sorry, Mike. You're still...
I'll
listen closer next time.
Don't worry about it.
Is there any additional questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, and with that, the waivers and deferments are approved. Now we need a second motion, which is for the plan, and I will offer that motion that the preliminary final subdivision plan for Crystal A Drive, Tract A, Plat 1386, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 14 and the department head recommendations section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there any additional comments or questions in regards to this motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, and with that, the plan is adopted. All right, moving on to letter C, the preliminary final land development for Swim Hershey, Plat 1392. Mr. Emmerich, back to you.
This plan was also viewed at your November 26th meeting and was tabled. This plan represents the development of approximately 44.22 acres of land. The described lot that I just described. This plan proposes the construction of a 34,565 square foot structure with 47,495 square feet of floor area to contain a 50 meter pool. Access to the Swim Hershey site is proposed by way of a private access drive from Crystal A Drive, which is also a private road. The applicant has proposed two emergency access connections to the property. The emergency access from the east side of the property from the parking area will provide access to the Penn State Health property and is considered the better of the emergency access easements, although it is my understanding that it does not necessarily at this time allow access to Police Academy Drive because there's some side agreements, as I understand, between the Police Academy and Penn State Health. There's a second emergency access proposed from the site's driveway to Sand Beach Road. With these access easements and utility easements, there's a number of agreements that have been forwarded on to Mr. Armstrong for review. I think he indicated to me in a phone call that he has a couple comments, and I don't know if you're prepared to talk about those tonight.
Yeah, I actually spoke with counsel for the applicant, and I do have some comments. I got the word versions, I think, yesterday or this afternoon, and the majority of the comments will be that the easements themselves cannot be amended, adjusted, modified, and or terminated without the advance notice and consent of Derry Township, given the fact that specifically the emergency access ways are important with respect to the approval of this plan. And I'll provide the track change versions back shortly, assuming the plan moves forward. Yep. So any consideration of the board tonight with respect to the plan, if you were to proceed with a conditional approval, obviously one of those conditions would be that those easements be revised in a manner satisfactory to the township solicitor.
That's the emergency access. That's a secondary.
There's a handful of the easements that are being provided, so it would cover all of them.
During the previous meeting, we had discussed the transportation improvements that are proposed as part of this plan. Does the board wish me to go into the details of those again?
No.
Okay.
No, we've gone over them.
And discussion, and I didn't want to.
Mr. Emmerich, you don't see any issue with PennDOT approving those changes, correct? Like, they'll be...
I trust Craig Millott, believe me.
Okay. Craig, do you see any... Mr. Millott, do you see any issues with PennDOT approving those changes? Because those would definitely impact, traffic flow, things like that. These are important changes.
Good evening. Craig Millott with PPD.
We are far enough along in the PennDOT process where they've approved our transportation impact study. That's in essence saying we accept the improvements that Chuck reviewed last month or in November. We simply have to put pen to paper, do the detailed design, and they'll issue an HOP for those. I'm confident of that.
Okay.
And the applicant is agreeable to all the proposed traffic improvements associated with that traffic impact study and or as recommended by the township engineer?
Yes, correct. Okay. And we're bound to it by that study attached to those specific improvements.
Okay.
And while we're talking about traffic, the traffic impact study that they did initially looked at the full build out of Swim Hershey. If you recall, they had looked at a like facility in Virginia to generate some of their numbers and to try and put together the most accurate traffic study that they could. They did also agree to conduct traffic counts at Swim Hershey and evaluate the need for an updated traffic study at the time of land development submission for phase two. If you recall, this is phase one. This center could be larger. I would look for Pat to include that in the developer's agreement, which is normally done with projects. So just be aware of that as well. When they look to expand this site, they will be revisiting the traffic study with more accurate counts based on how this center operates, if that gives the board any comfort.
And I think, Chuck, in the background information, there was a handful or a couple of things, like depending on how the site functions, we are able to get a event management plan from the entity before their first big event, correct? Do we have to do anything special this evening to make sure that that happens?
I think that's cooked into the...
Cooked in? Okay.
And just, Chuck, just so I'm clear on what you just said, this is not a phase plan, but in the event that in the future they come back with an additional phase, it would be subject to an additional or a new updated traffic impact study associated with it.
Yeah, so I have information in my staff comments, but basically this gets the center up and operating. In order to draw in some of the meets that they want to have, they need a warm-up, warm-down pool, a separate pool. So they would be expanding this site to build that, and that's the trigger of an additional land development plan and an additional review of the traffic. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck, I believe there were 30 comments from Planning Commission, and I think you've addressed a lot of that. They've been largely incorporated into your 23 requirements for the approval, correct?
Right.
Is one of them, I'm sorry, I didn't really understand when you were talking about the emergency access, the easement. Is that one of those baked into the conditions as well?
No, not specifically. The easement over to Police Academy Drive?
Yes.
Not specifically.
Has there been an update on the status of that?
That would have to come from them.
Any update from the applicant regarding that?
Mark Hackenberg, principal of RGS Associates, landscape architect and design lead for the project. The Police Academy Drive point of entry, if we go back through this process, Police Academy Drive is a part of the parcel that is controlled by Penn State Health. There, as we understand it, and Ray may be able to speak more specifically to this matter than I, but as we understand it, Penn State Health and Police Academy had some challenges with that access to that drive when they were in negotiations for previous uses. And it's an emergency. As we understand it, the drive is dedicated largely to emergency services for the Police Academy. They had at one point in time expressed some concerns. Now, at that point in time, we were not in for detailed plan review. We weren't very far along with the township. The bottom line, as it stands right now, if emergency vehicles need to get into the site, emergency vehicles will have access to that drive. Whether there's an easement or not, they're coming in. And that's emergency services for anybody who provides those services. But what I will say is that this project has achieved multiple points of emergency access onto both Crystal Lake Drive and onto the public thoroughfare. That access would provide yet a third point of that point of ingress and egress. We believe that's an appropriate discussion to have if this facility grows to its expanded capacity when much larger events are able to be hosted. We don't, at this point in time, as we've evaluated traffic and distribution, this project functionally isn't reliant on access to police scavenger drive. So we're willing to get, I would suggest, as it's been described to me, Ray has indicated they're willing to go back to the police academy and have a conversation once we have a project. But until we have any kind of conditions approval, the resolution of that drive brings in a whole nother set of circumstances and conversations with the Department of General Services, Pennsylvania Police Departments. It's a bigger nut to crack. And that's part of the reason we're not dealing with that particular issue. It's not in our purview to be able to deal with it. That's not a smooth way of saying that, but Ray, I don't know if you have any thoughts or comments if you would like to.
So Mr. Hackenberg, you're thinking that once you have the condition, the approval, then you will go to them. I know that when this project first came to us a while ago, our concern was the emergency access because you had that skinny road and you had like a shoot off and like what if happened, like there's kids up there, there's definitely a need to have emergency vehicle access. So is there a way for us to make sure that that's a condition check if there's going to be a concern that the police academy is going to say, no, you may not use this? I understand what you're saying, that emergency vehicle is going to go no matter where. They're going to go up there. I understand that.
But to be clear, we still have two alternate points of emergency access without police academy drive.
But the one we had the issue with was the skinny offshoot from the main road. If I'm remembering, I don't know if I have it in today's packet.
It's a two-lane road. It's the same width as the main access road that serves the facility.
Thank you, Pat. But if something happens way up here,
yeah.
Like...
if something happens in this segment right here, the ability to come out onto Crystal Lake Drive, that's the reason for this emergency access point here. And my point is we have emergency access here. We have emergency access here. If this is blocked, you have the ability to come in this direction. So, I mean, the point is that we're achieving emergency access for the project.
Thank you, Pat.
Irrespective of that segment of Police Academy.
Okay, so your plan is after this evening to contact them and work it out with them to make sure. And Chuck, is there anything specific that we should be doing to make sure that that's considered in the plans?
I guess, if that's a showstopper for the board, not accessing Police Academy Drive, then we should add that as a condition. If the board is satisfied with the explanation that Mark gave as to where incidents may happen and how you can still get out, then I think, you know, they would commit to trying to get access to Police Academy Drive, but is it a showstopper for the project? That's a decision the board's gonna have to make.
Okay.
As I stated, we think it's a bigger issue for a future build. You know, this is the first stage of the project that isn't affording Swinhurst the capacity to run significant and significantly sized events. So, like the ability to work on the issue at such time as we're back in front of the board, if it becomes part of the developer's agreement, that when we're dealing with some of the large event matters, it could be added in that vein, perhaps.
But you're not waiting to that point to start working on the issue.
No.
Okay.
If the project is successful and they're really intent on moving the ball forward, yeah, they have to start those conversations. That's a long process because of the Department of General Services and the entities.
And okay. I will add, you know, although I wanted to point out that Police Academy Drive, they don't have permission to access it. It would literally take almost three separate incidents to trap
right.
people on this property.
Okay.
So I'm rather comfortable, but I still pointed it out.
Okay. Do any other board members have any questions or concerns? concerns, or Chuck, were you done?
I'm sorry. We did that
okay.
at the last meeting.
Okay.
If the board is fine, I can do them quickly, or
does the board? I mean, I think we've heard them before. Do you?
I'd like to hear them.
You want to hear them
quickly?
Okay, sure. I can
summarize them, please.
Well, that's actually what I do. So they've asked for a waiver of plan scale, meets and bounds for street right-of-way center lines and easements, stormwater profiles, sanitary sewer profiles, and utility profiles for existing systems that aren't affected by the project. They asked for a waiver of cartway width along the southern side of Kiefer Road. In each of those cases, the Planning Commission and staff recommended that the waivers be granted. They asked for curbs along the southern side of Kiefer Road and the eastern side of Sand Beach Road. So consistent with what we discussed in the last plan, I would suggest that curbs can be waived to the point of unless they're required for sidewalks, and also that the applicant would enter into our standard declaration of covenants. It would allow us to require it in the future if deemed necessary. They've asked for a waiver for shade trees along the southern side of Kiefer Road, which is fully wooded. I think I pulled that up last meeting and showed you. So we've recommended that those waivers be granted. They've asked for a waiver of sidewalk along the southern side of Kiefer Road and a sidewalk deferment on the eastern side of Sand Beach Road. So on the southern side of Kiefer Road and Sand Beach Road north of Crystal A Drive, they've agreed to provide a fee in lieu of as a waiver for that. For the sidewalks along Sand Beach Road south of Crystal A Drive, that's where they're proposing the trail to get pedestrians to the intersection of Sand Beach Road and Hershey Park Drive. In addition to that, I would recommend that, or I have recommended that they also execute a declaration of covenants that would allow the township to require sidewalks along Sand Beach Road if deemed necessary in the future. So that's the waivers.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. I've got a question about the trail. Will the trail will be in before the site is operational, correct? Because we won't have the sidewalks, the trail will be open and working.
So they'll post security for the installation of the trail
okay.
as part of the approval of the plan. I don't have a condition that the trail has to be constructed prior to a CO. That's what that would take,
okay.
is what you're asking for.
Yeah.
We typically, as long as we're holding security, we don't typically
okay.
make those kind of other things to track. And,
okay.
But we can if you desire that.
Yeah, it just seems like if we don't have the sidewalks, I think one of our safety concerns was that there's going to be, you know, potentially kids up there that are going to want to get down to the outlets or down to Red Robin or something while they're waiting for their next.
Then to the 23 conditions that I have listed for approval, we would add that a certificate of occupancy couldn't be issued until such
the trail is done.
Trail
okay.
Installed.
Okay. That sounds fair. Yeah. All right. Is there go ahead.
Just quick. At the end of the trail for the crossing of the drive, are there going to be crossing lights there?
I think there is already.
Okay. Yeah.
A little bit of forethought here. Can we start considering an all stop at the four corners as we're trying to do downtown?
For the amount of pedestrian traffic we're going to see here, I don't know that would be treated that way. I don't even know if PennDOT would entertain that. You know, it's not like the square in Homestead.
Sure, that's what I'm getting at. But the chances of something happening there are going to be exponential because of more traffic, more fast cars going through there. So I'm just wondering if when they press the button on the
here, I'm going to let him answer that.
Obviously, you know, putting in that stop where all traffic stops has a impact on capacity. So PennDOT has a requirement that they won't consider an exclusive pedestrian phase unless you first put in a leading pedestrian interval where, you know, kind of giving the pedestrians a head start, just like we're implementing down at 422 and Ridge recently. So would not be a candidate to do it right off the bat. Maybe could start with the leading pedestrian interval, might be a first step. Again, there's not that much pedestrian activity, so maybe delaying traffic a little bit when pedestrians are using it might be something that PennDOT could find palatable, and then see how that goes. And if there's issues there or concerns, maybe we consider something further. But I know there's backups that certainly during events. Part of the backups that we have out there are from stopping pedestrians and or stopping traffic to let pedestrians cross other parts of Hershey Park Drive. I think PennDOT would be a little bit leery to do it there, but again, something we could consider if we tried other measures first.
Okay, that sounds fine. I'm just trying to be a little proactive in that area. I hate to see something happen. Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right, do any additional board members have any questions for Mr. Emmerich or the applicant? All right, so Mr. Emmerich, this is the same. We have to adopt two motions this evening. So with the waivers and deferments, the conditional approval of the plan, should we make that 24 items with the, just add the 24th and you'll add in the certificate of occupancy to the 24th? Okay. All right. So it looks like since everybody's questions are answered and we've had the discussion, we need a motion to adopt the waivers and deferments. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion. That the waivers and deferments are granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item, for the preliminary final land development plan for Swim Hershey, Plat 1392.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, the waivers and deferments are adopted. And then I will make a motion that the preliminary final land development plan for Swim Hershey Plat 1392 is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 24 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second. Do you need us to clarify number 24, Pat?
Yeah, number 24, my understanding of condition number 24, it just left my mind.
The
trail is open.
Oh, yes. Until the pedestrian trail is completed.
The certificate of occupancy will not be issued until the trail is completed on the property.
And operation.
I'm sorry?
And operation.
And operational. And that is also conditional upon the easements being revised and satisfactory to the township. And the one question I have is the Police Academy Drive access. Is that, are you conditioning that on any future phases and or development that they secure the access to the Police Academy Drive? Or are you tying it to this conditional approval?
I think we
there
were...
There are two forms of egress. Right, Chuck, what is required? Two or three?
Two.
Okay. So two are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about three and we get to three.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Wyckoff. Any additional comments or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the conditional approval of the plan is adopted. All right, and with that, moving on. You're welcome.
Good luck with your project.
Let's see, moving. Oh, yeah, we can hold off. It sounds like we've got folks moving. We'll wait till the next agenda item.
Thank you.
All right, you are welcome. All right, moving on to D, the consideration of sale of the township property along Lingle Avenue. Mr. Emmerich, if you could please provide background.
Sure. This item was originally presented to the board on July 23rd. At that time, staff was directed to obtain appraisals for the properties prior to listing them for auction. The appraisal determined the following values: 1840 East Chocolate Avenue, which is literally part of an old former duplex, is valued on the appraisal at $20,000. Then 32 North Lingle and 44 North Lingle This one and this one are appraised at $40,000, and the corner property here at Lingle and Palm Street appraised at $50,000. In my staff comments, I go on to, and we've reviewed these again, I just repeated them in here, to explain what development could happen on each of these lots. So I won't relive that. I'm recommending that the board authorizes the township solicitor to prepare the necessary documents to sell by auction in accordance with the second class township code, the four tracts of land.
Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. If I remember correctly, when you or Mr. Christman brought this to our attention, probably about a year ago, I think that one of you reached out to everyone on staff to see if there was anything that the township could use these parcels for, and no one said they could use them. So in reading your comments, it looks like at least two of them are big enough to build homes on. So maybe someone might want to buy one and build a new home. That would be amazing. So is there any questions for Chuck on this agenda item? My only thought would be if we make any money off of this, it goes right into our reserve fund to save for the future. Anything we can add to that reserve fund is always a good thing. Okay, so if there are no questions, if there's a motion, we are ready to accept one.
I move that the board authorize the township solicitor to prepare necessary documents to sell by auction in accordance with the second class township code, the four tracts of land.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional comments or questions? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, and with that, the motion passes unanimously. Okay, moving on to our next item. That's the consideration of authorizing a text amendment to the zoning ordinance related to a veterinary hospital and veterinary office uses in the township. Again, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you. Township did receive this request from Dave Getz on behalf of Hershey Animal Emergency Center to amend the zoning ordinance, basically the definitions for veterinarian hospital and veterinarian office. And I did provide a graphic for the board so that you could see where, in this case, a veterinarian hospital is permitted within our general commercial and our medical campus. And also another graphic to show where veterinarian offices are permitted. As I understand the proposed amendment, basically what it's doing is our present ordinance allows a veterinarian office to employ three veterinarians, and a veterinarian hospital would employ more than three. Presently, we do not restrict hours of operation of either. The amendment is looking for a veterinarian office to employ up to four veterinarians, and then a veterinarian hospital would be more than four, with unrestricted hours, understanding the emergency nature sometimes of veterinarian offices. But that's my understanding. Well, Mr. Getz is here and may have some additional words to say.
Welcome back, Mr. Getz. It's been a while. It's good to see you again. We miss our weekly meetings with you.
I'm really happy to be representing Megan Myers and her partners who run the veterinary 24-hour clinic in Palmdale. And Megan came along with me and I really would rather, I've submitted a letter, which I'm sure you've all read, but rather than listen to me talk, you'd much rather listen to her. So I'd like to introduce you to Megan Myers.
Okay. Welcome.
I'm Megan Myers, address 271 East Canal Road, Hershey. So thank you for the opportunity to speak before you today. As I said, I'm Megan Myers, and then my business partners are Rebecca Lepole and Samantha Sunbaker. We co-own Hershey Animal Emergency Center. Hershey Animal Emergency Center is a privately owned veterinary emergency clinic. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we're located in Palmdale. I've lived in Hershey my entire life, exception of when I moved to State College to attend Penn State for my undergraduate education, and then to Philadelphia to attend veterinary school. I grew up in Palmdale, and I currently live in Hershey, and I'm raising my family here. Rebecca is also a Derry Township resident, and Samantha lives nearby in Annville. My parents still live in Palmdale, directly behind the emergency clinic, and my father has been a lifelong Hershey resident. All of us are not only veterinarians, but mothers also. Pet ownership in Derry Township and across the country has steadily increased over the last 20 years. Pet ownership and the need for veterinary care skyrocketed during the COVID pandemic. My partners and I saw the need for a compassionate, progressive, privately owned veterinary emergency clinic in our community. Our clinic is here for pet owners when their regular daytime veterinarian is closed. General practices are open and busiest from the hours of 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. At Hershey Animal ER, we are busiest between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. and on weekends. As pet ownership has increased, the need for veterinarians in our community increased. Most general practices require at least four veterinarians on staff to be able to cover the hours of 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, with allowing for time off, lunch breaks, administrative charging time. As an emergency clinic being open 24/7, 365, we require multiple veterinarians to cover those 168 hours per week. The current ordinance states that a veterinary office can employ three or fewer veterinarians. We are respectfully requesting that the board consider amending the ordinance to state that a veterinary office employs four or fewer veterinarians caring for animal patients at any given time. This allows more veterinarians on site and allows for an emergency clinic to be staffed appropriately. This will provide better care for our community pets by decreasing wait times and allowing us to see more Derry Township pets versus sending them to Harrisburg or Lancaster for care. Our community members know the Hershey area and our location, and it's a comfort to them that during an emergency situation involving a pet, they can easily find help. We're very proud to have brought high-quality emergency care to Derry Township, and the community has shown their appreciation for having an emergency clinic so close to their homes. Owning Hershey Animal Emergency Center has allowed us to actively participate in the community and to give back. In 2024, we were the top sponsor for the Palmdale Picnic Community Event. We sponsored the Hershey Animals, a little league baseball team. We partnered with Derry Township Police Department and other local police departments to provide first aid and CPR training for their police dogs, along with providing free emergency care for the Derry Township police dogs injured in the line of duty. Lastly, we provide 100% cost-free care and hospitalization for the first 24 hours for pets that are victims of a house fire. We look forward to continuing to support fellow Palmdale residents and plan to continue and expand our participation in local events and organizations that showcase just how special the Palmdale community is. In conclusion, this ordinance change will allow both daytime and emergency veterinary practices the ability to have enough veterinarians on staff to provide high quality veterinary care to the pets in our community. Thank you for your time, attention, and your dedication to making our community a better place for all of us. We are happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Ms. Myers, for the presentation. I've got to ask Chuck, is this something like we monitor how many vets are practicing at one of the facilities in our township? It seems like I'm hoping we're not monitoring that. So thank you for that. I honestly didn't know that we had such a very finite number of veterinarians that were allowed to practice at specific places. Now, I see that Chuck has the zoning map up. So I know as a board, we don't love doing text amendments for one specific entity. My question for Chuck is, if we take this under consideration, will this impact other practices other than Ms. Myers' practice?
I would say yes.
Okay.
It would be a comprehensive zoning amendment. And in this case, it's less restrictive. So I don't know that it would affect other veterinary offices in a detrimental way.
Okay.
It would be competition.
So, Chuck, if we consider this, there'll be a hearing where other veterinary practices would be able to weigh in if they have a comment on this change or not have a comment on this change. There's an opportunity for that. Okay. I know we've got some questions. So if you don't mind, we'll open it up to board questions.
Yeah. My only question is, why a text amendment?
That's really the only way to address this concern. the simple economics are you can't have emergency practice with only three veterinarians. You can't stay open. So the only way to really approach it is to request a text amendment, and what we are requesting is four at any given time, because there are shift changes, there's somebody doing paperwork that's not seeing patients at any given time. The only other thing we can do is become a secret variance. And in order to get a variance, you have to prove that there's no other way to operate, which, frankly, I don't think you could prove in a veterinary clinic practice. Some of this is just economics. You know, back when I was first practicing law, there were a lot of solo veterinarians 40 years ago. You just can't do that anymore. There used to be a lot of solo doctors, too. It's just something that times have changed, and the ordinance needs to be tweaked a little bit to benefit anybody who's trying to run a veterinary practice.
Chuck, since this appears to be a burden on emergency clinics and those that are open 24 hours, could we tailor the amendment in a way that would allow this for emergency clinics and those that are open 24 hours a day?
Size of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the areas here where the clinics are permitted, it's, you know, more of our neighborhood.
Sure.
Whereas where the hospital shores we're going to use because they're local and we all can drive by and see a big would be permitted in these districts. it could be tailored to the hours of operation, but boy, I don't
want to
look at the number of vets. I certainly don't
want to
look at the hours of operation.
I would say that
Chuck, whether 24 hours or it's not.
I appreciate your concern about the size of the practice, but as I said in my letter, that there are hotels and motels and restaurants in Palmdale, and there's no restriction on how many chefs there can be or how many front desk people there can be. So I'm not even sure why these numbers are here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to address it with the least tweaking possible to address the situation without turning it into something monstrous.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Armstrong, are we required to take action on this tonight?
You are not. You are not. This is a request for a text amendment. You can take it under advisement. You can give them direction. You can authorize me to work with Chuck. I haven't really looked at this in depth, but the gist of it appears that you currently are operating with three. You're looking to operate with more than three, right? Four. Is that fair?
Four at any given time.
That's another important piece, because that's another important piece for the board to, at least what's being proposed right now, at any given time isn't in the definition, right? So right now the three arguably could be just three total, as opposed to three during 8 to 5 during the day.
Right.
So the four would be allowed 8 to 5 during the day. I guess there's some questions as to whether or not, I don't know if it impacts traffic, how many cars you get, how many employees, but no, the answer to your question is no, you're not required to take action tonight. I'm sure the applicant or the requester would like some guidance as to whether or not the township is going to take it under advisement, maybe get back to them at a future date, but that's ultimately up to the board.
We have not formally submitted a text amendment request. Chuck asked us to come here, give you a letter, and kind of get your feedback and direction before we take the next step of submitting something.
But we can have Mr. Armstrong and Mr. Emmerich start working on something to present us, because I know I noticed in some of them, and this is not in relation to the number of veterinarians, but I noticed the outside boarding, and you'd be shocked. There's actually some other areas of the township that have outside boarding. So I'm like, if we're going to clean this up, maybe we should prohibit the outside boarding.
Part of what we
if we're cleaning it up.
Part of what we submitted actually took that phrase out.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking maybe we keep it in. I was thinking maybe we keep that in. Yeah, just in case, because maybe it doesn't work at your location, but there could be a location somewhere else in the township where they're like, oh, excellent, let's, you know, put some outside boarding.
Yeah.
So
the ordinance doesn't talk about outside boarding. It talks about boarding animals outside.
Isn't that the same?
As opposed to being kennel that would, yeah, you know, keep an animal
I think it's silent for a veterinary hospital, which you right. read that, that would be interpreted to mean that outside boarding animals are permitted. Mm-hmm. It's the veterinary office that it's prohibited.
Yeah, and it, it
and you're not, you're proposing.
It says outdoor boarding, not outside boarding, which led us to understand if your ordinance meant you have your dog, they would bring dogs and keep them outside the building.
Okay. Well, I think that we would like to help out the practice. It just seems like maybe we have a couple other things to clean up. So at this point, we appreciate I don't want to cut off anybody else's question. So
I was just going to say this may be splitting hairs. I got hung up on that caring for animal patients at any given time. I mean, is that something where you could have three vets or however many vets caring for patients and two charting? Like under the amendment as it reads, even with the edits, I would still not see a reason why you couldn't have two vets charting and four caring for patients.
The ordinance is clear. It says three veterinarians. It doesn't say three veterinarians yeah. seeing patients or three veterinarians under the care. There could be someone charting. There could be someone doing administrative work. There could be someone who's, you know, the 11 o'clock shift is switching to the 3 o'clock shift with more people in the building.
Sure. Okay.
I think this would be a good opportunity to have Chuck and Pat work yeah. together yeah. to get us something
that we can
yeah. work with. Because it
We'd
looks like the ordinance could be cleaned up anyway.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is, you know, obviously if I get involved, I think the township asks for requesters for an ordinance amendment, have them sign a professional services agreement. I don't know if they've done that, which would mean that they would reimburse the township for any time that I spend or even HRG to the extent we need the engineer to look at anything. I guess what I'm saying is if just be sure that you have an appetite and you're okay moving it forward, because if you do, I would suggest make it conditional upon them signing that so that you get reimbursed for any of my time associated with it as well as
actually written in the agenda item.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
So we want to be able to help out. We want to be able to make this work, but it sounds like we have a little bit more work on our end. So you've gotten us started, so thank you for that. And it sounds like, what do we do now? Just say that you guys are going to work together, or do we have to?
If you follow what Pat just said and what's in the agenda item, you would authorize township staff and solicitor to work with Attorney Getz to develop a draft zoning ordinance amendment related to veterinarian hospital and veterinarian office, conditioned upon the applicant entering into a contract for professional services to reimburse the township for any professional fees incurred in the development of the draft ordinance.
So moved.
Oh. And we'll,
so okay.
Is that a motion?
Well,
I just have one last question. If we were to do nothing, the next step in the process, would you make a formal request and all of those things would happen anyway, correct?
Yes. But I think it's much easier to try to develop something.
Sure.
Organically.
I would just like following the process. One of the reasons we don't like the text amendment to a zoning ordinance is because there could be some collateral issues that come out of the woodwork, as we're seeing tonight. So, again, I'm always hesitant to take up a text amendment to the zoning. One thing, many things I've learned from Chuck is that a zoning ordinance is a living, breathing thing and is meant to be changed. So I get that. I just think that we really need to be aware of other impacts that could come out through
this.
That's what
this collaboration would be about.
Great.
Yeah. And that's why I'd like to show you a map of all the land that you're affecting with the text amendment.
Yep. I like it. Right. Thank you. This has been very beneficial.
Okay. Yeah, so since Chuck made us a motion, I think we probably need a board member to make the same motion that Chuck just made, and then we will start the collaboration. So is there a motion?
Okay. I'll do it since I initiated it anyway. Okay. Let's see. I'd like to make a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the township staff and solicitor to work with Attorney Getz to develop a draft zoning ordinance amendment related to veterinary hospitals and veterinary offices, conditioned upon the applicant entering into a contract for professional services to reimburse the township for any professional fees incurred in developing the draft ordinance. Once the draft ordinance is completed, it shall be further reviewed by the board, that's us,
prior to authorization to be forwarded to the Dauphin County and Derry Township Planning Commissions for review and comment and to be advertised for a public hearing and consideration for adoption.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. I will second that. Is there any additional comments or concerns?
I will say, just for the record,
world-class care. My family and I have had firsthand experience with your facility and world. Yes, but nonetheless, world-class. So,
Dom, you should recuse yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
All right. Hearing none, the motion passes, and look forward to seeing what y'all come up with, and we'll talk about it again in the future.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for the presentation.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Moving on is our authorization to amend the Code of Ordinances of the Township of Derry, Chapter 210, Vehicles and Traffic Section, Special Purpose Parking Zones, Established Parking Otherwise Prohibited, by establishing a designated pickup and drop-off area in front of the proposed hotel in the West End project to facilitate shuttle and bus passenger services to and from the new hotel. Chief Warner, if you could provide the background.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hershey Entertainment and Resorts has submitted plans to build a hotel in the West End project area. As part of those plans, they intend to have a guest pickup and drop-off area in front of the hotel along West End Avenue. This area would permit shuttle vehicles and buses to pull at the side of the roadway into a design cutout area to facilitate the safe boarding and deboarding of passengers to and from those vehicles. On December 10th, 2024, the Board of Supervisors at their scheduled meeting authorized the advertisement of this ordinance amendment. And on January 2nd, 2025, the advertisement appeared in the Humblestown Sun. The costs associated with posting this area will be borne by the Hershey Entertainment and Resorts during the construction and completion of the hotel property.
All right. Thanks, Chief Warner. Does anyone have any questions for the chief on this ordinance? All right, seeing as there are no questions or comments, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to amend the Code of Ordinances of the Township of Derry, Chapter 210, Vehicles and Traffic, Section 210-42, Special Purpose Parking Zone Established, Parking Otherwise Prohibited, by establishing a designated pickup and drop-off area in front of the proposed hotel in the West End project to facilitate shuttle and bus passenger services to and from the hotel. Be hereby approved.
All right, thank you, Supervisor.
And specifically adopting ordinance number 2025-01.
And specifically adopting ordinance number 2025-01.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanella. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Is there any additional comments or questions on the motion? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. All right, hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. And that brings us to the end of our business portion of tonight's meeting. Our next agenda item is Supervisor Board and Committee Reports. So as usual, I will start on the left with Supervisor Zamuda.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing we have right now is that we had a transportation discussion this morning, and there were a couple of items of interest here. The Chocolate Avenue and Ridge Road improvements that we've been talking about ad infinitum, they're still to come because of signalization improvements. However, we are going to almost immediately going to be putting up signage requiring that there will not be any turns on red allowed at that particular intersection. The Eastern Gateway, or the Hershey Chocolate Avenue Gateway that we've been talking about for a while now, it looks like it's been slightly delayed and probably won't be completed until the fall of this year. And that is converting Chocolate Avenue down to two lanes back and forth with a turning lane, bike lane, trying to calm traffic down there. And that's pretty much all we did. There were some minor things, but nothing worth discussing out here.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Supervisor Giovanella.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Supervisor Wyckoff.
DTMA met last night. The board reorganized. The slate of officers remains the same as last year, 2024. The Ridge Road project update, boring is 50% complete. There were some soil issues that delayed progress. I think soil issues is engineer speak for big rocks, maybe. Oh, no rocks, unstable soils. So, but they are 50% complete. They're moving along. They expect to begin work on Park Boulevard next week. So Park Boulevard will be closed through the end of March. Signage of closures and detours will go up in the next day or so. But Park Boulevard is next up for the improvements to stormwater in the area. And that is it for DTMA. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Wyckoff. Supervisor Corrado, do you have a report this evening?
I do not. Carter did our DTMA report. Thank you, Carter.
Okay. And I attended the ICDA meeting where we approved some improvements through the capital construction or through the capital improvements fund, the library board meeting where Allison gave us an update on everything going on at the library, as well as the transportation group meeting, which Supervisor Zamuda offered an excellent report on that. So with that, moving on to our department head reports, the police department, Chief Horner, do you have anything to offer this evening?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only thing I have to note is we participated in another coffee with a cop yesterday at the Starbucks at the outlets. We actually teamed up with the Pennsylvania State Police. So we had several officers and troopers there. Got to talk with some folks that came into the Starbucks. So looking forward to holding another one of those in the near future. We'll probably team up with PSP again. I think it's a good event, and it shows some camaraderie between Pennsylvania State Police and our department.
Bet you no one blocked that intersection while you guys were there.
I don't believe so.
Just saying. Okay, thank you for that. Mr. Sassman, Hershey Fire Department.
As reported last week, the committee went out to Wisconsin. They reviewed the plans and for the first piece of fire apparatus. So all things considered, we're still looking at late fall for delivery of the first vehicle. So that went very well. They were out there for 3 days, 8-hour days easily.
Wow.
And I mean, it was a lot of work, but they got it done. And it's going to look great. We can't wait for it to get here.
That's fantastic to hear. And do they train everyone while they're out there too, or you're just
we'll do that here once it gets here.
Okay. Do they bring in people from the site to train everyone?
The manufacturer's rep will come on board and help us with any pre-training for the truck.
Well, exciting.
Yeah.
It's been years. So very exciting. Thank you for that.
I'd like the record to reflect no cheese cubes I have seen from the Wisconsin trip. So I made a note to Rodney to bring some back, and I didn't see any. So I'd like that on the record.
The next time we need a new apparatus, remember the cheese cubes.
Oh, jeez. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've, of course, had a couple of snow events. We've since recovered from all of them, and the fleet's been repaired where needed, cleaned up, ready to go for the next one. With the weather we've had the last couple of weeks, we've been doing a lot of inside work, housekeeping, repair type stuff in the municipal complex and in the public works building.
Thank you. Appreciate all that you do to keep the roads clear and safe when the snow starts falling. Thank you for that. Mrs. Jacobine, library report.
So on Saturday, we have our very first puzzle competition. We'll be having 10 teams compete to see who can put together a 1,000-piece puzzle the fastest. Very excited about that. We have story times resuming the week of February 3rd. And then at 2 p.m. on the 3rd of February, the Friends Film Festival is going to be playing The Founder, which is Ray Kroc taking over McDonald's. So should be interesting.
Very fun. And that puzzle contest, everyone gets the same puzzle. Like you explained that to us on the library board. That's crazy. And they don't have to put it together at the library, right?
Oh, no.
No, they have to put it together at the library.
4 hours.
4 hours. Okay. Okay. Well, keep us posted on who wins. What do they win if they do it fastest? Okay, then.
No, we have some very nice baskets.
Okay. 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 Miss Walker.
Thank you. So I have quite a few updates. I want to be thorough in with some of these this evening, as I know they affect some of our residents and community members. So the first update I have is for meet the instructor dates for our aquatic exercise classes. One of our new instructors, Colleen Real, will have some availability for a free class. There's no pre-registration required for these specific dates. So this is Wednesday, January 29th, which is tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then February 5th at 10 a.m. And then one of our current instructors, Lisa Kelly, will be offering a free class and a chance to meet with her and ask any questions on Monday, February 3rd at 6:15 p.m. Just a reminder, these three dates are free, no pre-registration is required. Meet the instructor, try out the classes. If you like them, then we will have staff on hand that can help guide for pre-registration for ongoing classes. Another big topic we've had at the community center lately is Silver Sneakers memberships, and some of our previous Silver Sneakers members are now are Fit On Health members through their insurance companies. So we've been helping to guide them since the beginning of the year. And as part of that, we want to make sure that they have all the information they need in order to sign up for Fit On and then continue to use the community center. So what Fit On is doing is providing their insurance members with a debit card to use towards memberships and programming at non-participating facilities. The community center would be one of those non-participating communities that would be able to accept this debit card as a mode of payment towards a one-month membership or an annual EFT membership or programming if they choose as well. Fit On would be able to provide them with the amount that they have on their card each month. We can help you with registration by calling in, stopping into the front desk, or emailing our Parks Help Desk at dairytownshop.org, and we can help guide you through the process. We have some instructions at our front desk that we've been handing out to people, and we also will be putting this on social media. The e-news this week, it will be published. Our TV screens within our facility also have the information. So if anyone needs help, guidance with it, we'd be glad to help them out.
Amy, that's wonderful. I mean, that is such great news, and I know how hard you worked to make that all work for the seniors that were no longer able to use Silver Sneakers through Highmark. And that was an insurance company decision, not a Derry Township decision. And I know that there was a number of disgruntled members that came to the community center that were upset about it. And you worked it all out. And sometimes it just takes a little while. And sometimes we just need a little patience. You guys are always doing a really nice job of making sure that the members are getting benefit for what they're paying. And that was wonderful. So thank you. And also with the AquaSize classes, I know how hard you guys have been working to get new instructors in, to offer more classes. And it's wonderful that you have those three opportunities for the community to meet those new instructors and sign up. And I will remind everyone that those classes are now less expensive than they were last year when there was many members that were coming in and they were disappointed in how much those classes were costing. Now you don't have to be a member. You can sign up for them separately and they're less expensive for our residents and for our members. So I just want to thank you for you and your staff for all that hard work. Sometimes it goes unnoticed, and I know some people like to fire off things before all the information is known. So thank you. I'm glad that you mentioned that, and I hope that it's going to go out in e-news so that other members that might not be listening to this meeting will have that information and will know that there's a lot of new opportunities that are inexpensive at the community center that they can participate in.
I just want to note, too, the anyone who had Silver Sneakers and was affected by the Fit-On change, by Friday, February 7th, is when we would like them to fully transition. But again, we're here to help. We want to make sure everyone has the information they need to be able to continue to use the facility.
Well, thank you for that. And will that date be in the e-news so that residents know that?
Okay. E-news, social, all the information I presented tonight, it's long, it's pretty thorough, but we put that out there on social so that everyone has the information to know that we'll continue to partner with Silver Sneakers, but we can be assist with the Fit On debit card as a non-participating facility.
And I think you mentioned that some of them will even have a benefit beyond just buying membership.
Yes, we actually we had a member this morning that signed up for a membership, and then they had additional funds they were able to use towards personal training. It didn't cover the whole portion of it, but it could go towards other programming.
That's awesome, and more revenue for the community center. So that's awesome. So thank you very much for your hard work on that. All right, Mr. Stemp.
Nothing to report tonight for me.
Okay, Mr. Emmerich.
Nothing more this evening, thank you.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Jackson.
Nothing for me this evening, thank you.
All right, that brings us to our last opportunity this evening for anyone who would like to place comments on the record. Just a reminder that you are recorded and to please make sure you give your name and address. So the mic is yours.
You have a sidewalk.
I do have a sidewalk, yes. If I step off my back porch, I'm not. But I am Derry Township. So again, my name is Caitlin Clark. I reside in Derry Township. I work in Derry Township, and I volunteer in Derry Township. I have a note because it's not on track off. So I'm here today to spark discussions regarding the cats in Derry Township. I actively volunteer with Derry Township Community Cats and also Coco Kitty Cat Rescue. So both are the sole rescue organizations within Derry Township. Being involved with these organizations has enlightened me to the difficulties faced by both community and domestic cats. The residents of Derry Township are fortunate to have the support of the Derry Township Community Cat Program, which aims to implement TNVR, trap, neuter, vaccinate, return, services to the feral cats in our township. I can confidently say that their efforts have led to a reduction in the feral cat population. However, we are witnessing a significant rise in the number of cats being found or trapped that do not meet the feral classification and are likely lost or abandoned pets within Derry Township. They end up then with Derry Township Community Cats who get calls from Derry Township Police or residents, and they are brought into Derry Township Community Cats. When they are, they end up coming into Coco Kitties because as cat enthusiasts, we are profoundly affected by the ideas of releasing these animals that are pets back into the wild. So we, as Coco Kitties, then help them find permanent loving homes. Since June of 2022, in fact, we have taken a total of 216 cats from Derry Township through Derry Township Community Cats. So we've provided their bedding, everything that they need, and those are cats that are found as ferals, or suspected ferals, but actually were probably pets. 82 of those were actually from 2024 alone, and I don't know the exact number, I wish I did. A lot of them actually came in the month of December of 2024. The third day of 2025, we got another cat in from Derry Township. That was definitely a pet that was abandoned. So when we take in these pets that are found in Derry Township, those two organizations absorb all of the expenses related to veterinary care and to prepare these cats for adoptions, which places a lot of financial burden, physical burden, and time strain on our volunteers with these programs. So that leads me to urge our township to take action. Late last fall, I learned in the news that another township in Pennsylvania was revising their ordinances to improve regulations for pet cats, community cats, and feral cats. Upon reviewing, and I am not an expert, the Derry Township ordinances, I could not find anything that specifically created regulations for domestic cats or community cats. We have lots of definitions for livestock and exotic animals. With those lacking requirements, I've also seen that there isn't a requirement for spay, neuter, or microchipping. The ordinance that was enacted by the township, the exemplar township that I have pulled, mandates that owners of domestic cats must have them neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped, and these requirements ensure the overall health and welfare of those animals. In particular, microchipping enables lost cats to be swiftly reunited with their owners, thereby helping to reduce the potential 216 cats that we have taken in. I believe that if another township can implement such an ordinance in their community, that Derry Township can achieve that as well. But what are those necessary next steps, and how do we move forward from here?
Well, thank you for bringing this to our attention. And the perfect person to speak with is Mr. Emmerich to get
this. Is my starting point.
Well, we appreciate you coming and telling us that we've heard from the Derry Township cats. I had no idea that you had found so many. So are these cats all in foster homes right now?
Yes. So the cats that come in, they are in a variety of foster homes. We also have like facility. One of our volunteers has an apartment, and another township has an apartment behind her house and takes in some of the adults. But they are truly pets that have just been abandoned. We get a lot of calls for this. And
that are looking for their lost cat? Or no?
That of people that find cats within the community that have just been dumped, they're moving out, or some people just don't want them anymore and they just let them out. And we have no way to hold anybody accountable because they aren't microchipped. They could be spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
But we have no way of even checking them to say, hey, we found this cat, it's registered to you. We could work with them to surrender it if we did have that information, things like that. So,
well, Derry Township Cats has been in. We were able to help them out with a grant a few years ago to help expand. I didn't realize that this was kind of exploding again. So thank you for bringing it to our attention.
And we have found a significant reduction in the ferals that we need to TMVR, but it is now the personal pets that we have no way of identifying.
And they're not technically outside feral cats, is what you're saying. Yeah,
they are clearly pets.
Well, if you want to get in touch with, now you know, Mr. Emmerich, he is the perfect person to talk to about any potential changes that we may be able to make and get the ball rolling there.
And
so,
like different services and stuff that we can help offer to the community in the process of it.
Well, if you have a business card or contact information so that the two of you can get together and start the conversation.
To make sure, like, I am coming forward first and foremost as a Derry Township.
Yeah.
I am part of these organizations, but I want to come forward as a resident. Four of the cats currently, or not currently, four kittens and their mom were actually trapped in Rockledge back in August. So that's enough that that was even more personal to me because we trapped them on my back patio.
Those Palmyra cats really want to come into Derry, it sounds like.
Yeah, so
they're
then,
crossing the border.
Yeah, so there were four of them that were well, the mom and four kittens, and three of the kittens have been spayed, neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and are in homes, forever homes. The fourth one did get adopted, but did get unfortunately returned to a medical condition, which we are caring for.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all the updates. We will talk to Chuck after you two talk, and we'll see if there's anything that we can do. But, please tell Derry Cats that if they are in need of things, to share that with us.
We will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Clark.
Good job.
Sir, is there anyone else that would like to offer a comment this evening?
Rich Campbell, 39, Hopkins, Hershey. I just want to know if you had an opportunity yet to move forward with investigating or setting up any type of meeting between the Derry Township School District and our township in relation to the entertainment tax. I think Mr. Crispin said we're going to be working on getting an update on actual revenue that was received from Hershey Resorts and Entertainment and kind of give an idea of this person, who got what and how much. And again, the idea is we need to increase that tax rate. Everything else is going up around us. Their prices to get into the park are going higher. So I think we should be compensated with a higher entertainment tax. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gamble. Is there anyone else that would like to offer comments this evening? Okay.
I do just have a very brief executive session following the meeting regarding litigation.
All right. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, thank you. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the meeting is closed. Have a good night, everyone.
Aye.
pretty crazy that there's like 100 cats a week.
Yeah, that
82 and 124.